Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Study of God podcast. This is episode number 49. I am your host, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is designed to give you a basic understanding of God, if that is even possible, the Holy Bible and Christian beliefs. Dr. J. Dwight Pentecost said, "There is no higher activity in which the mind may be engaged than the pursuit of the knowledge of God." Let's start out, and by the way, I realize that I have been gone for a while, but for good reason. And I thank you for your patience, and it's so good to be back with you. I have been preaching the gospel almost on a daily basis for nearly 2,000 days. And I'm coming to the last leg of it, and I thought I would begin the podcasts again. I miss doing them, and so it is a joy to be back behind the podcast mic. And it's so good to be back with you. God bless you. Let's start out reading the Word of God, the Holy Bible itself. Today's passage of Scripture is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, which reads, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Today's words from a theologian are from A.W. Tozer. He said, "Always, everywhere, God is present, and always he seeks to discover himself to each one." Our study of God topic for today is titled The Theology of Acts, Part 4, from the Moody Handbook of Theology by Dr. Paul Inns. Dr. Paul Inns goes on to talk about the church as we continue. He says, "As might be expected, Acts provides considerable material on the doctrine of the church because the book records the birth and growth of the church. Formation of the church. The church is formed through the baptizing work of the Holy Spirit, which introduces believers into the body of Christ. In Acts 1:5, the baptizing work is still future, indicating the church has not yet been born. In Acts 11:15 and 16, Peter rehearsed that the Spirit fell on the Gentiles just as he had upon them at the beginning. The beginning, Acts 1, marks the beginning of the church and the church and the Holy Spirit's activity of baptizing believers into the body of Christ. This unique work of the Holy Spirit included not only Jews, but also Samaritans and Gentiles. The organization of the church. The apostles were the foundation of the church, but elders were appointed to lead the local churches. The term elder in Greek, presbyteros, suggests the maturity and dignity of the office. elders were a plurality in a local church and were responsible for spiritual leadership in the assembly. Deacons, although not especially named in Acts, are probably referred to in Acts 6. Functions of the church. Acts provides valuable insight concerning the New Testament functioning of the church. Number one, instruction was important in the early church and involved teaching propositional truth such as the apostles' doctrine, the resurrection, and facts about Christ. It also included debate and arguing. Number two, fellowship included material things, the Lord's Supper, prayer and suffering, and was in Christ. Worship was reflected in the reverence the believers had for the Lord. Service, number four, service most notably involved evangelism. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for the privilege and the joy to be here again behind this podcast mic and with my dear brothers and sisters in Christ to be reminded for many of us of some of the things we have heard about before, but we need to hear again. And we thank you for helping us to learn more about the function of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, help us to go, in the words of one of your servants, to go serve our King. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Beloved, before we close, I want to remind you that while it is important to engage in the study of God, it is far more important that you have a relationship with God. I fear that there are many people who will die knowing a lot about God but not really knowing God. You don't want to be in that number. If you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know him today, here's how. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law at some point in your life. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now without Jesus Christ. If he is not your Savior, that's where you're headed, according to the Scriptures. In fact, Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states very clearly in Revelation 21, verse 8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Yes, I know, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said himself in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that includes you, because if you are still living in this world, God loves you. So for God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, that includes you, believeth in him, trusts in him, has faith in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish in a place called hell, but have everlasting life in heaven. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you until we meet again.